נשמת, ושנשמת, אירוצה דנשמת, ושירשו דנשמת, זוויש ועצם הנשמת, יעק של נשמת סוף, פייג' ריש נונלף. ריש נונלף.
ריש,
ריש, ריש. ושירש אלמוקר הנשמת, סכל במזל, במזל הדנשמת. והן על הסמקם הספשלי, not only the way the person himself, the roots of the neshama itself, but when I get love, same words, I look for where it's coming. He has always, he has emotes. She'erisha livneim achirim, which the always passed on in Erusha, the inheritance of Eden, as Avam Seferes. The inner love which Eid had inside him, he has a love to Hashem. She called Elas Gama Sayira, the love is not only love, but also fear of Hashem. So the Aved of the Eid is not just the way he is now. He has a mokya from where it's coming. Haimu sha Aved of he is Aved of Hashem is Vahif Mishodam Vahir Rashor Shem Kheri. He awakes in him his roots from where it's coming. Al Bezichoyne, through remembering, thinking, reminding himself from where he is, what he is. And that memory, Shiyom Shobi Gili. That memory which he remembers from where he comes, this should come be given. Then, Arikim Sha'avi Yishirish Koramach Mitzvah. As he comes from the Obis, they always give over Yerusha to Eden, the Ave, which the Ave is the Shirish of all Mitzvah. Mena and Yishochis. From the Ave develops the whole idea, the whole upkeep of the Mitzvah. Below the without the Ave, Eilem Kim Amiti. Without the Ave Mitzvah, it wouldn't have a proper existence. Kiloshna Tanya Biridala, like it says in Tanya. Okay, do a diuk, Shikim Amiti, in Yachayas. It says in Tanya, Elam Kiim Amiti, it could be Mikayim the Mitzvah. But a Kiim Amiti, it should last. That can't be without the Ave Hashem. And that's the Ave which I inherited from the oldest, Ave Mitzvah. And same thing the Yire, which it says in Tanya. Yire is Sheresh Lashasalis, the Yire is the Sheresh of all the Shasalis. Said had in him from his Sheresh. He has in him the Kiyam of Mitzvahs Ahava Yire, Metzalis. As I then, when you look on your Mokir, so it doesn't matter the way you are, you understand or you don't understand, you have a source from where you are basing. As I avoid the Hebrew from the Torah to Yem HaShem HaLakirah. Then the Avedas Hashem is not very sincere. He doesn't rely on himself now. He has a base of what he is building. So he is building it. Attachment to Hashem. Mekim shan hogi b'ayin b'rakesa t'lecha v'smesesa d'shmeru. And if Ayit conducts his life in a way of b'rakesa t'lecha, following the mitzvahs, v'smesesa d'shmeru, then it will be the rest of the pasuk. If he goes to the Lichu, but rather miskayim, then he'll be fulfilled the rest of the Pasuk. What he says in later on, on the Sati Yishmeichem Yitam. Having the Gashmiz, having the Yishmeichem, the Reis, and having the Gashmiz, Yitam, and everything. Because the Brochus Amnu is a Parashah, and all the Brochus, which is saying there in the Parashah, not only Reis, not only Gashmiz, but everything, whatever it's needed. And that's only himself. But Chaynu Gam Ben Agelim Tzias Oilom. Same thing is also the world around him. It's also a perfect world. V'haynu, Shemayinu Nemerish Surim. From this thing which we say, Rish Surim, the source of Eden, the Mokher of Eden. Kvishu V'negei L'Klal Yisroel. The way the Rish Surim are to do with Klal Yisroel, that is the Mokher of Eden, which is the Oves and the Emoves. And L'Kol Echad B'Yisroel V'Avedotze, and every Jew in his own Avedas Hashem. From there, Nimshah Gam Ben Agelim Tzvias Olam. From there comes in also, as far as the world is concerned, the influence in the world. The influence in the world is also like this. Why? What's got to do with the world, the Jew? Because Shehi Bishul Yisrael. The world is created for the sake of Eden. The Shenikra Reishis, Eden are called Reishis, and that's why they say Reishis, for the sake of Reishis, which is there in Eden, for God's sake is Bor Elikim. Hashem created the whole world. So the whole world is the Mokher of Eden. Shzeh Shadosh Razal, that's what the Razal say here, in Medrash. When I look Miresh Surim, I see the whole world, the world is based on. And the Medrash says a marshal on this. Miresh Surim Erenu Elo Ovis, Miresh Surim refers to the Ovis, and so on. What do you mean the world is Miresh Surim? That's Eden, but what's going to do with the world? So the Medrash is a marshal. It says that. Mitchila Yamokim Avakesh Lekoyim Asoilom. Hashem tried to establish the world, but Lehemoitzei. He couldn't find a place where to establish the world at Shalom the Ovis, till the Ovis came. Without the Ovis, the world couldn't exist. The Ovis is the base for the existence of the world. Moshla Melech, a Moshla of this is, the king, Shevakesh Linus Medina, a king wanted to build a town. Goza Vechipsu Mokhe Linus Medina. He gave a decree, they should look for a place where to build a town. They decided somewhere, Bolita, he saw it. He came to put the foundations, but when Amayim Oilim in that time, so the water came out from the downstairs, from the time, but when Manichim Lassai said, the water came out and flowed it, and he didn't allow to make a foundation. Shuv Bolitin Lassai said, Mokim Acher, then he wanted to make a foundation somewhere else. When Amayim Hafchim, so the water again was flowing, water in the water, he couldn't make it. Till he came to another place, and there in the other place, the Motza Sham Tzur Godel. He found a rock. There he found a rock already. Omer said, Kana Nikavir Samdina. Here on this rock, I'm going to establish the town of Atzur Magolol on this rock. Kach, same thing in the creation. Mitchila Elokim Vakesh Lekoyim Elomim. Hashem tried to establish the world. But Olay Roshayim Anichim Bay. The Roshayim didn't let Kim Shibu Ovis, the Zohar. Came the Ovis and they had the merit, the schools. Amay HaKadosh Baruch said, Al Eilu Ani Mekoyne Nesailam. On them, I am establishing the world. So the world is established on the Ovis. Shneim HaLak, he says in Ponsuk, Ela Hashem Metzuki Eretz, the strength of the world, the deer of the Zohar Hashem, when Yosha Salim, table on these rocks, of the earth, Hashem established the world in them. Lohan Ksiv, that's what the apostle says here, Miresh Surim Arenu. And the whole world I see from the Resh Surim, from the Abbas to the Emois, that's the foundation of the whole world. That's the Medrashat. So it's very Lohavin to analyze this Medrash. What does the Medrash say here? We have to understand the expression of the Medrash. Now Adir Gulashna Medrash Anal. What's the expression, particular expressions which Medrash is using? First of all, Shavuos Nikraim Hashem Tzurim Davki. Why is he calling the Ovis with the title Tzurim Rocks? Behind Afilu Lei Hashem Horem. He's not using the title Mountains, which mountains you find in a different place, where the Ovis are called Mountains. But here in that particular concept of establishing the world, is calling the Ovis Tzurim. This is a Medrash Le'omini. Previously in the Medrash, in a different thing, the Medrash says, V'schus Avoyitzom Ani Goyalom. I redeemed the Eden in the schus of the Ovis. Where it speaks there by the Ovis, and the Geula, the redemption, comes from the Ovis. In Lohen Ksiv, and that's how he says the Pasuk, Medaleg Ale Horim. It's jumping on the Horim, the mountains. So there, what is Horim? Vein Horim El Ovis. The Horim refers to the Ovis. So here we find that the mountain is called the Ovis in that Medrash. In our Medrash now, the is calling the Ovis Tzurim Rocks. We will come here. Nikroim Hashem Tzurim Dafke. Here is calling the Ovis Rocks. Why is it changing it from mountains to rocks? What does this mean? Come to Elohim, another thing which you have to understand. Malvi Kalosh was the expression here in Medrash. But the Medrash says, Mokim Avakesh Lekoyim Nesilomis. Hashem tried to establish his world. What do you mean establishing? Why establishing? Why not the normal usage, normal expression? Lechura Avel Elameimer, Lechura. The Medrash should say, Avakesh Livro Nesilomis. He wanted to create his world, not to establish the world. Losh Nezeh, Masim Yitzah. To build the world is more suitable with the Moshe Melech. He was the marshal of the king. The king is trying to build a town. It's the same like there. He's trying to build a town Hashem is trying to build the wall. Why does it say the word Lekoine, establish? Another point you have to understand in the Moshul and the Medrash. Comes to allowing another thing to understand here. What does it mean? The Rishayim didn't let Hashem to build the wall, establish the wall, and Shubo Ovis, till the Ovis came. The wall was created before the Ovis were much later. The creation of the world and the existence of the world was much earlier before the Ovis. So what does it mean? They established the world, the Rishayim didn't let, and then the Ovis are there, the Ovis established it. Come to allow another point to understand the idea kalash, the expression of the Medrash says, Ki Shibo always with Zohar. The always came and Zohar said, the schus, what does it mean the schus? Ainu Shvagdovas, Indian Emara Kachom Novas. In the beginning it says, Hashem tried to establish the world and couldn't establish it till it came the always. And now it says, Zohar, not only the always came, but Zohar, the merit of the Zohar, what does it mean? So you're asking all different lists of questions on the Medrash.
How come in the Medrash it mentions that he tried twice and then he found a third place?
He will explain it here in the answer. Obir Einyan, the explanation is. Hine Mashe Zboil Leel Kvishu Vizboil. What was said the way it is by Eden, by Vidosam, the Avoid of Eden, the Avoid of Hashem. Same thing in Tzias, Oilam, Lamato. Same thing in the world at large, the way it is a reflection of the world. Why is there the world like this? Why is the world depending on Eden? Because the whole world is a star, is shalshalos from Eden, from the Mokir of Eden. Now, Mokir Shalom Yisrael Lamailo. It comes from the Mokir of Eden Lamailo, the Ruchnis. That's how it came, the world, with all the details of the world in Eden and Gashmus. What is the Mokir Lamailo for the whole creation, for everything? Shizor b'china zeh rampin d'atzilus. That the sphere is the atzilus, zeh rampin d'atzilus, that it is the Ruchnis. And from there became the development here. Shenikra Yisrael d'lila, which zeh rampin zod d'atzilus, it's called Yisrael d'lila, the Yisrael from above. So this is Yisrael from above, and from there comes the result, Yisrael here l'mata, and the whole world l'mata. Yisrael v'razer, v'rater l'tzum ha-tzedek ala kosuk. And the v'razer, and the v'rater writes on that kosuk. V'ris Yishem Havaya, in the letters of Yishem Havaya, Yud Kivovki, what is this? They ramp in the Atzilus, or was the source and the establishment of the whole world. This is the union of Osvav. Vav refers to the Yud is Chochme, K is Bina, and Vav is the six midas. So Vav refers to the six midas of Zohar, and the last name is Malchus. So Osvav, the letter Vav refers to Zeiramp in the Atzilus. And that Zeiramping was Zeiramping his six midas, which this is Vav. As the Vav is the Mokir, Zo, the Rampin, which is the Mokir of Ishtarshalos, the Mokir of Eden and so on, there are times, this is also the reason, by Tachis Hashlem was the Minyam Neisroel, the complete, perfect number of Eden, and counting Eden, the perfection of Eden is Mitzvah Shishim Ribri. Eden has 600,000, this is the full Mitzvah of Eden. Why 600,000? Why particularly this number 600,000? Where we find 600,000, this is the count of Eden, this is the number of Eden, which we find halachically also. Kamayim HaRazal, like the Razal say, Horeya Uchlasi Yisrael, and it sees a big group of Eden, Chayav Golos Shashish and Ribi, it sees a group of Eden, of 600,000 Eden. Horeim HaRein Shasei, then the Broche, Boruch HaCham HaRozim. Why 600,000? What's particular 600,000? Haino, this is because Klolus Yisroel and Shishan Ribbon and Shamas, what is? Bichlal Eden are 600,000 Shamas. Which this 600,000 are the Shamas Klolis, generally. Shem Shoroshi, they are roots for the whole development of Eden. But the Rus, the Shoroshim is 600,000. Why is it the number 600,000 again? The fish in the Israel Lemato Adim Shochim Pinazo. Because Eden Lemato come from the Midas of Zeirampin Atsilus. Which Zeirampin is Oswald, letter Wolf, which is the reverse of Zeirampin. Which though the Shishamidas letter Wolf refers to Shishamidas Shalmaila, the six Midas of Atsilus. That's the way Shishim, 60, Kvisha Kluli Miyud, because each one is made up from 10. So this is number 60. Now this, multiply 5 times, Yud, Miyud, from 10 becomes 60, and then again, multiply again 60 times, and again 60 times, 5 times like this, Oilu Lemitzvah Shishu Ribu. First is 6, 6 is 60, from 60 is 600, 6,000, 60,000, 600,000. So 5 times, the Chesh of 5 times is also again, another reason which is not mentioning here, because the Rich Sodim and Magdini, which every time is like dollar again, is the number 600,000. Kibur Baruch HaBesivei Kabbalah HaRsidis V'Kama HaKabbis. We mentioned Kabbalah HaRsidis in many different other places. Why is it the number 60 Ribui? Because 60 Ribui, that's the number of the Ram. And now, coming back, what we're saying here, the king is going to establish the world and so on, with all these things, emotional. Really. Bri'as ha'olam he'al dipchina zo. Creation of the world is, like we said before, to the midos. Because mo'ichin, like we say in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer, many places of cities explain this, mo'ichin is la'atzmai. Mo'ichin doesn't want somebody else. Midos is expression to azulas. A midos, you want to express love to somebody. So you have to have somebody to express the chesed. If you, there is no one, there's no one to express the chesed. So for midos, you need azulas. You need another one to express. So you could learn and sit and learn by yourself. You don't need another one. So bris ha'olam is the pchina zo, the midos. Which this is indicated also in the system of creation. System of creation is sheish yesiyam imosa Hashem, 6 days, which 6 days refers to shish ha'midos. That's the shish ha'midos. The shish ha'midos is the 6 days of creation. First day is chesed, then is gvura, and so on. That's the 6 days. Kishmedayi v'zeya, like it's particularly medayi k'zeya, mashikosa, it says in Pasuk, sheish yesiyamim osa Hashem es ha'shamayim v'sorot. It says, sheish yesiyamim, 6 days osa Hashem, Hashem k'reit ha'shamayim v'sorot. He doesn't say in 6. We like see b'sheishes. He doesn't say within 6 days. He says sheish yesiyamim. That means this itself is the creation. Kishesh yesiyamim hem shish ha'midos elyonos. Sheish yesiyamim is the shish ha'midos, and that's what I say. Sheish yesiyamim also, the shish ha'midos are the cause of creation. Omnam. But when we speak about midos, midos themselves without the moichin, midos themselves the way they are, mitzad pchinas ha'midos shel atzmon, when midos are on themselves without any other things, now saying in the Shvira Sakelim. Then becomes Shvira Sakelim. And that's the expression of the Midas. Each one wants to be fully himself. Chesed is only Chesed, doesn't allow for Gvura. Gvura is only Gvura, doesn't allow for Chesed. So it comes together, becomes an explosion. This is what they say, the Medrash says, the Shayim didn't let. What the Shayim didn't let, this Yeshus, which is there, the Mitzvahs, which is there in each Midas, the Midas didn't allow it. My Tiknal there, what is the Tikn, what enables the Midas to exist with another one? This is al the Bira Vezichich Vali, refining the Midas, elevation the Midas, and so on. Shenas al the Amichim. Which this elevation of the Midas becomes Amichim. So the Midas themselves, they are the full swing, full strength. But when it comes the Amichim, the intellect which is in the Midas, then the intellect comes down the Midas. The Midas shouldn't allow another one. Which the Moichin is the Madriga of the Obis. So that's what we're saying here. The Midas itself was the Shoyim Anichim didn't allow because it was Shira Sakelim. Comes the Obis, the Moichin, and this allowed. Kinya Shvira Shvira Sakelim, as it's explained, as Siddhas elaborated, that Shvira is only Shisha Midas. The Midas, the way they are themselves, without the control, besides Malchus and the Shiras HaKelim. Malchus was not Shiras HaKelim in Malchus. Shiboho Yerachinia Shalis Batlus. Malchus was Beetle, not Shvira. Kimaimer, like it says in Zaya, Aro is Batalus. Aro, the air, which is Malchus, was Beetle, was Bottle. So there's no Shvira there. But in the Midas was a Shvira. Mashain came from Samoichim, and the Moichim, which is the others, there's the Hurriya Shvira. The intellect, the Seichel, controls the Midas. It shouldn't be in the Shvira, the other way around. Shzeo Mashposu, that's what he says in Posu. Yomusu, they die, where is death? Death, Misa, the Shvira, is only in Chochmah. Not in Chochmah. And Seichel does not Shvira. So the Shvira Sakelim is only in the Midas, not in the Moichim. Kibur Baruch HaMasir HaKabbalah, it's elaborate in Kabbalah. And this is what the Pasuk says here. Looking on the world itself, the world itself is Midas, which Midas could be Shvira. But when I look in the Mokir of the world, from where does the world come? And look on it, that's what the Pasuk says, Kimerish Suri Vereno. I look on the Midas of Zod HaAtzilus. Zod is not just the Midas or Midas of Shach HaShvira. Zod has got the Mokir of it, the Rish Surim. I know. Sipo Shvach Malos Azo, Loshan Tzumaseret. It says here, the Pasuk, what the Pasuk says here, Rish Surim, as the Pasuk is stressing the value of Zo, the greatness of Zo. That Zo is not starting here. If it's start only for the Midas, or Shvira Sakelim Midas. But Zo has a Mokir for it, from where it comes. Here the Pasuk is elaborating, where is Zo? Where is the Mokir of Zoh? Zoh has, I look on it and Zoh, Zoh has a Mokir from where it comes, where Rish Surim comes. What is Rish Surim? The rocks that is Moichin already, and we're referring here to the Ovis, which is Moichin. I know Rabba da Atzilus. Rish Surim is Chochma da Atzilus. Well, Chochma da Atzilus is the Mokir of the Midas. So if Midas would be by themselves, Midas himself is a Shvira Sakelim. One doesn't allow the other one. But I'm looking on the Mokir of his Havas. The Mokir of his Havas is from Chochmah. Like Bereishis is Chochmah. Shishomu Reishis is Havas HaMidas. The beginning of the Midas starts off from Moichin. If you look on the Moichin, Moichin is his colorless. Moichin is not Shvira. There's no Shvira Tzachirim. So that's it. It says here, Mereish Surif, the Apostle is stressing, but the Mokir of Zoh is from Reish Surif. To elaborate on this. What does it mean? Mokir of Zoh is Meichin. What does it mean? Zoh itself is Shvira. And like it's what Sadek says here, the Shvach of Zoh, the Shvach of Zoh that is from Meichin. And higher, the Yuan of the Biyu Inyan Kvishu Bekir Sanev Shodan. To understand this, the Maile of Midas and the Mokir of the Midas, the way they are and the Mokir comes in these Galus Amido, then there's no Shvira Sakelim. This will be understood the way we elaborate in Krichas HaNefesh, Nefesh HaOdom. And from there, we'll be able to understand how it is that Shvira Sakelim is Lomela. Hine, Idin HaMidas Shebelev, the Midas, the way they are, which we have Midas, Heine Boif Shekanim Tzokan Hoya. It's not that it's his here and he was there and there's no Mokir from where they're coming. Yesh Gam Shirish and Mokir Amidas. There's a Shirish, a Mokir from where the Midas come. If you look at the Mokir from where the Midas come, that's a different thing already. Shreya Midas Nimshachim Amishim. What is Megala the Midas? His Galus Amidas is from the Meichin. Which Meichin is Chochma Bina. Chochma Bina is the Mokir of the Midas. Shenikru imoiso mokir l'amidas. Like it says in Tanya, Chochma Bina are called the imes, the mothers, the mokir of the midas. So there's Chochma Bina already, which is the mokir of the midas, and from there the midas will come. Kim shal di Chochma Bina v'yichudom, to Chochma Bina, the unit of Chochma Bina, na'asa ilodas amidas. Seichel Chochma Bina makes there should be this galus of the midas. So that's what he says, Rish Surim Agvois. That the mocker of Zohar is chover from the Rish Surim Agvois, which is always a mois. The Haino, the mocker of Midas is Pchinas HaChokhmah. The Inyo of Chokhmah, which Chokhmah is called Av, or Pchinas HaBina, Shnikraim, and Bina, which is Aim. So Av Aim, which is the mocker of the Midas, which the Midas of Ben and Bas, he told us. Mishikosa, like it says on Aim, he says, Aim HaBonim Smecha, the Aim of the Bonim, which the Aim is the mother of the Bonim. The Bonim are the Midas. And Aim HaBonim is Bina. How then Aim, that's what it says here. I don't look on the world, just the world, the way the world is. The world by itself, it could be maybe a disaster. But if you look with the Kavanah, the purpose of it, there's a purpose in everything. You look at the purpose, that's a different thing. Then Emma Kibirish Surim Areno Goyis Hashirano. Shvach HaShazor, like the expression of the Tzemach Tzedek. This is the Shvach of Zohar, that Zohar doesn't start off here. Zohar has a mocking from Rish Surim. Bechina Samidah. Shekolu B'Shor Shurim Kirir, Bechina Samichin. The Midah is the way they are. It's not just a Midah by itself. The Midah has a Sibbe, a reason, a cause for it. Which is the Meichin. Gam Vachashin is Gala Midas. So this is only the later of the Midas. The later of the Midas, the development of the Midas is from Chochmah and Bina. But even after they're on this Gala, when they're revealed already, proper Midas is when they have Seich Mazol, the Meichin. Nim Shaham Eslabesh Bahem, Shor Shumam Kirim. The proper way the way the Midas should be proper, it's only when the Meichin are Meir Midas, the Rosh Surim is there. There is Nikerbehem, that in the Midas is the expression of the Meichin. Seichel, so therefore, one allows the other one. There's no Shvira Sakedim there. When the Meichin are Meir Midas, the Midas are controlled with the Meichin, so there's no Shvira Sakedim. Kvishimvayah v'bir azir parshasena b'zinyan imeva. Like he's explaining in Bir Azir from Mittal Rebbe, in the Seder, the two Inyonim, his colors are Midas and Meichin, where the Midas are included first in the Seichel, and then when the Midas are there already, Midas, there is this Lapshus, Meichin, and Midas. First, the Midas are called Meichin, and then later on, when there is Midas, the Meichin are Meir and Midas, which is explaining it soon as well.
Yeah.
Well, the one unit is one unit, like every person individually. There's the source of life, and then there's the life. Life is expressed in different parts, in different veins, different things. But there's a source for it, which is the Meichin. The Meichin itself, and the Meich itself, there's a Nekuda from where everything comes. Same thing by child. A child is formed from the sperm. He's explaining it soon. Sperm is one. Everything is oneness. But it's not, you don't see anything there. You don't see a division of different limbs and so on. Later on through the development, it becomes different limbs. So there's a whole process of it.
It's a mystical level. They say the source of a Jew.
Yeah. The source of a Jew is... Yes. But that's Atzmus the way it is before, his galus before coming out of birth. The source of a child, a baby.
Yeah.
Is the sperm.
Yeah.
The sperm of the Zera is one. Yeah. In the Zera you don't see any Abram, you don't see anything. And the baby, you have all different Abram. Where is it? There's a whole development. So there's the oneness. After the oneness becomes a development of something. That something becomes also something. But to have really a seal of something is Zoh. Higher than Zoh, there's no Ishalkus. Higher than this is where we'll come to it, the Mokir. But that Moker is oneness, not Ischalkus. Zohar is already 600,000. shishim ribui. So the mocker of shishim ribui should be shishim ribui is the mocker of zo. Zo itself, there is zo, the way zo is our midris, and there is the zo is the vov of shemavaya. Vov of shemavaya is one. Well, that vov is really a vov of 6 till 60, till 600,000. Higher than this is the yud, and the kritzish of yud. The yud is the beginning of zo. There's chachma, and then there's chachma itself is really also something, like you say in the marshal here, the sperm. If you will be able to have a tool to analyze, you will see how in the sperm itself there is already a mocker of something. And there's higher than this. There's the kritzish of yud, which is oneness. So there's a whole process.
Is it possible to see in that little kritzah the whole thing?
And the kritzah is oneness.
It's not possible.
Oneness. And the yud, you see already is halgis. Because yud is already a tzir. It's a shape of ten. So it's an expression of ten. Kritzah shel yud is above it, it's kesser. And that same thing with this, right here. There's zo, it means this. The mocker of zo is meichin. Which in Meichen is no Yitzchalkus, it's only Aveim. Higher the Mokir, is the Shirish and Keser. Shirish and Keser is only one, as the Kritzah of Yud. And even higher than this, more and more unity, more oneness. But where is the establishment? First development of establishment of a Tzir, of Shishim Ribui, or Shishim is in Zoh. That's what it says here. That's what he's going to say, the development of Seichel and Midas, the way Midas are from Seichel, and the same thing the way it is a Mokher. Vayne Baza. Yine Seidah he lodas ha Midas min ha-Mokher. We'll have a minute, you arrange some of this in a real time? Yeah. Seidah he lodas ha Midas min ha-Mokher, the Seidah had the Midas are developed from Mokher. That is the whole process. Shethilah yesh ha-Nekudas ha-Skola. And Meichen itself has a Nekuda. The Nekudas ha-Skola, the spark of the idea, the flash of the idea. Ulaha came. After you have the flash of the idea, the Nekuda, like the seed, hina al yashhiya ve'iku ve'izbonus, to concentrating on this spark of the idea, analyzing the spark of the idea, taking this idea, the flash of the idea, developing it. Naasim in Kudas Haskola, from that to Kudas Haskola, from that spark, becomes called Binyan Seichel, becomes a whole thing already. And now Yerich Mereichel. Adugma Lazaraz, the example which we use for this is, Herlodas Havlat Kupshutai, like the birth of a baby. Shethila Yashna Tipasav. In the beginning is Asav of the sperm, the Tipas of the Av. Which here is just a Sheino El Nekuda B'Vad, just a Nekuda, just one dot, a spark. Shebo Nichol Kol Metzius Olah, but there in that sperm is already included the whole development of the baby with Ramach Heirosh Sagiba. El Shem Tziusam Hu Shom Hi Be'Elam. The existence of the all Ramach Heirosh Shasagidim and the sperm is Be'Elam, it's hidden. It's only Ruchtis. It's a potential, but not reality. It's only Ruchtis B'Vad, it's only Ruchtis, not Engashmis. You can't see anything yet. Well, that's the beginning, where it starts off. Allah HaKir after it. Ali Shi Yosef Tisha Chodoshim V'Tanei comes to the womb of the mother of 9 months. During this 9 months, there's a whole development. Nas is called Metzius Olad. Here in the month, the month which is in the womb, becomes the whole development of the baby, of the blood, he has completed all the Abraham, all the Gidim, even the nails and the hair are also established there. Well, that takes a development, not right away. This is physically in a baby. With the Mosagamina Seichel, same thing also we speak about Seichel in Midas. It's also like this. When it is only the flash of the idea in the Nekudas HaSkola, it's only a flash, it's only an idea, one point. But in this point, you have to analyze it. And that theory, which is the flash of the theory, there is in that flash of this particular theory is really all details, but they're only in a flash, in an akuda. Shalochin in a lachash is boyim b'akuda kidiboyim. When you start analyzing the akuda, start taking apart that flash of the ideas which is there, as I yove le kol apotim shen yitzrayim akuda. Then you'll realize all different details are included in that akuda. But show me behelim lekamri. In the akuda, in the flash is only behelim, you don't see anything yet, only when you have to develop. It is similar, although his color is called Abram Vatipa, like the Tipa is all the Abram there, but you don't see anything there. When he concentrates, he holds on, he looks in, he stares in, taking that flash of the idea, analyzing it, taking it apart, he's bringing it, understanding it, try to understand the flash, then, then it becomes really a whole development, a whole idea, a building, a whole structure, a whole plot of it, all the details. So you have a flash, a lightning, just a spark, and from this spark, when you develop it, becomes a whole theory, a whole idea. When you are developing already the idea, and you have all the details of the idea, the perfection of the idea, there's nichleles gam ha'atoyel chesed l'gvura. There it is times where you are feeling towards something. Not yet a midrash, but there's a feel towards it. Right, wrong, yes, no, positive, negative, and so on. My binyan is nagi l'maisa, like practically speaking. First, the flash of the idea, you don't think of anything. Then you start to developing. Then you start thinking, to pass it on or not to pass it on. Practically, Lashpia Tehu is the loss of Elohika. What does this theory, what does this idea mean? To give somebody or not to give? To hold back? Although Zeben again Lashpia Ruchnis, same thing with Ruchnis. To give over or not? Lashpia Sasechel, to give over the theory. Im Lashpia Beribu Talmidei, to give over his pupils, to give over the whole lot. What he understands, or the other way, hold him back, not to give too much. Although there feel being yourself, much will ask me. Same thing for oneself, not only as far as the other outside is concerned, but even for oneself. Sometimes there's a feeling developing more, jumping in more to it, yes, idea, develop the idea, looking more and more broader, she is passionately, taking it apart and concentrating in more ideas, more things. Kama in yonu, kama potem, different things, many details which is there which could lead to. Or could be the other way. Concentrate on this thing and not to go by there. Shanti bikava guru asinu, go in the way of guru, holding back, not to elaborate, not to spread it, not to develop it. It's only a new idea, a new flash, a new idea. Therefore it's a chidush. Maybe a chidush. So the start thing, it's only the idea here, but don't learn from here somewhere else. Don't develop it from something else. Which this is already, the way seichel comes out in expressions. The way seichel first was seichel, and then the theory, the idea, and then the seichel come out already in action. Which is alderech klolos achilu ben b'shama b'silu. This already, the general difference between b'shama b'silu, which is seichel, but the seichel is noiter, directed on one side or on the other side. B'shama machmirim v'isrim, b'shama go in the title, in the tzad of gura, v'machmir avatim. B'silu mekilim avatirim, b'silu arin chesed, v'mekul avatim. But this is all that's really seichel, the seichel logic. But the logic goes in a direction of chesed agura. So it's not yet a mito. It's the seichel, the way the seichel is, not the seichel turns towards that. Goes towards that, right? It's only seichel. Haynu shentia zu, yashnu kvar b'chulos ha-seichel. That means this direction of chesed and gvura is not yet a midah, in seichel, but seichel turns in this way or the other way. He's not discussing yet in a particular thing to do with an action. In a view, generally. It's not yet the gear in practice. If you're even until the but it is fair generally, but according to this feeling towards the attitude, this develops then the feeling which he has for Chesed Gvura, this way it directs, it leads the Seichel. Padla Sahakl. So it comes to conclusion. The Psak Din, Im Yum Sher Begilu Inya Shal Chesed Yofoch, comes in action. And practically, the result should be Chesed Gvura. So this conclusion depends on the beginning, how the feeling was. Madrigazu, in our Seichel, asked me who called me Helen. When it comes to the action, then the Seichel is not felt anymore. It's the conclusion. The conclusion is Chesed Gvura. But there's no Seichel. The Seichel is acting before. Shema Sheyesh Begoli, what comes on Begili in Revelation, in Divo, Al Kofani Machshova, is like Maskonas and Seichel of Sardin. It comes to the Sardin, there is the conclusion. And the conclusion is already led, directed from the feelings which he had. Well, the Seichel is not here. Shzein Yamidus, that's the Sardin is Midus already. Ela Shazog, Shamidi Adami Mechim. But it's the conclusion, the way the conclusion is in the theory, theoretically, not the practical. Raila Dova, the proof of it is that it's still the way the midrash are in Seichel, not yet midrash. Shab Sagdin l'chesed li gvura l'ashpira Eloi, ein ebohim shol yitzchak shol tzmelis. This Sagdin, the conclusion which he has to chesed, or to gvura, to punish or not to punish, is still theoretically, not in action practically, that is not to get excited. It's only theory to judge or not to judge. Akir Ikar, to such extent, Shiachalif Sagdin Benegir Lechaim or Heber Hachaim. Theoretically, he is passing for life or the opposite of life. But it's only in Psak, in Seichel. Alpha Pekin, in the Yisra Oda Mashole, as he is a perfect person, a correct person, he lay with Shas Maisa Leye with Nur Shol Espalis and Sakshas. If he will go to kill somebody, he'll be completely moved. But here, theoretically, his thinking in the mind is only Seichel. Look, it's Rakshas here. It's Midas, but the way the Midas are still in Meichel and Seichel. So the Seichel says to judge him or not to judge him. Guilty or not guilty. In Yom Meichel, ain't a Goyim Shol Spavis of Rakshas. As it's theoretically yet, not practically. So it's calm, it's relaxed. Ha'akenim shol ha'amidus v'shem v'lev. From the Meichin comes the Midas, the way the Midas in heart. There are Midas ha'chesed v'aver, which is Nur Shol Yitzchakus, and Midas ha'hofesh, which is Nur Shol Kibbutz Sofer. So the Midas, the way the Midas is the Meichin. The Midas ha'kolo le'Meichin, that's a kerning and a tear. Then there's the Meichin, the way there are Midas, but it's still Meichin, and then comes Midas. Then it comes to Midas, then he feels already this thing. Then he's a proper person, then he's moved with the Psak Din, but this was the Midas, not the Seif. So in your left, that's the inner of the left. Lev is believing in Sholi's Rakshas with Spoilers. So here is a proper person, Odom HaSholim, then he's moved already. But that's when it comes out in action. Nitsa Shibinya Amidus Yashem Gimoy Fanim. In Midas there are three different stages the way the Midas are. The way the Midas are in Chochmah, which is Shikulim in Kudas HaSeichel. The way the Midas are in the Seichel, in the flash of the idea. It's only Seichel. But inside there's a Midas, but it's only Seichel. My Kolprote HaSkola Shikulim in Kudas HaSeichel. Like we said, the details of the Skola, the way it is a Seichel. Kimoshl, like in the Moshl, it's Chalus Haibah Aginim, but Tipa. Like everything is in the Tipa. It's in the Tipa, it's there already, but it's not felt at all any details. Habei, the second stage is, Kishai Midas and Mishnas Habina. The way the Midas are in Bina, the way the Midas are developed. Like we say, the child and the womb of the mother. It's the development of all different things. Ha'ayinu kasher kofote ha'seichel in Barachov HaSabir, Ha'shakla V'tanya. The seichel is already in Bia, Ha'shakla V'tanya, with discussions. Ha'sheyesh negam psak din, ve'esel antiyel ha'chesel l'gura. So there's a psak din also, which way should be chesed l'gura. But it's still in seichel. Elo sh'zeh adayim etzir shol seichel. It's still in seichel. But in seichel there is an etzir to chesed l'gura. Shlochen in tzor in tzir shol zulas. That's a here, it still could be theoretically, not in practice, in practice, therefore, it is only in Sichel. You don't need a zoo, sorry. But him himself is not excited here, because it's only Sichel, theoretically. Gimel, the third thing is, when the Midas are begoli and hard, then there is already high emotion. And there's really excitement. Now the Zen has a Ashpur, a Pelel Azulas. When it comes in Midas and Lev, then comes to the Zulas, then it comes the expression, the Zulas. Om no Om Kasha, Midas and Mimkoyim, but Lev, Lichol, Ashpur, the Zulas. But when the Midas are in the heart, he has to go do the action, but he has not done the action. Ha'ikimish Madri, Zuyash, Achil, Azulas. There, in the Midas, the Belev, there is an identity to the Zulas, a connection to the Zulas. Here, as he's thinking about the action of the Zulas, then an outside person is already involved. The outside party is involved. This could mislead him. The same thing is the way the Sodom of the person, that when it has to do with another one, the other one could mislead him, and same thing is in Yisrael de Leila. This is the way it comes out in Yisrael de Leila, in Midas. What does the name? That's what he says, the Midas are not Midas by themselves. On this the apostle says, Miroish Suri Mirenu. I see the Midas not the way they are independent from Seichel. The Seichel is Mirenu in the Midas. Ha'inu Shvach HaShal Zor. That's the Shvach HaShal Zor, the Midas, that Shigambi Yisabim Koimei. So in Atzilus, in the Midas of Atzilus, they are still with a Seder. That's why I'm taking not to you. In the Midas of Atzilus, it spells the Rosh Surim, the Mocker, which is Seichel. Fishuv, Mera Zachor. That's as the Midas are Midas, the way Seichel is Mera Midas, so it's not Midas but itself, where it was Shira Sakelim. Here in the Midas is a Weichen Meir there in the Midas, so it can't be Shira Sakelim. Shlirus Ha'inyan, Inika Sarat Zaynim. Lashon Kabbalah Hasidus saying, Kabbalah Hasidus, it's excluded, doesn't allow any Klippas, any Inika Sarat Zaynim, because it's all attached, involved with the Mokya.